Dealing with constant changes, not easy. Letting go of my inner perfectionist, ooh, not easy. But crossing a few things off my financial to-do list, surprisingly simple.
Regions tools and advice make it easy to manage your money. From podcasts and webinars to budget and savings calculators, we'll help you find your financial comfort zone.
Those few little financial tweaks have made a big difference.
Check off some financial to-dos at regions.com/bravethebeginning. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank. Brave the beginning. Member FDIC.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. Mike Salmond with you, and it's no April Fool's joke that Stephen Julien is not with us today. Stephen's been telling me for weeks that he was not going to be able to make today's show for whatever reason. Probably had to work or something. Who knows? And I was never believing him. I said, I don't believe you. You're pulling an April Fool's joke. I still expect him to walk in any second right now, but still no sign of Stephen. So maybe the joke's on me. We'll find out. Anyway, we do have two people that did show up today. This is no joke. We are joined by Juan McLemore. He is the founder and president of iTransport. And Jake Green is here. He's a treasury services expert with Regions Bank. Regions, of course, is the partner of this show, Gwinnett Business Radio. And part of our partnership with Regions is every month we get to meet one of the top people with Regions. So, Jake, congratulations. You're considered a top person with Regions Bank. Oh, the look he's giving me right now. And so we're going to hear from him in just a few moments. But before we talk to Juan to start off the show, I want to remind you about love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Enjoy big savings and a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Or come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then check out their Facebook page for the latest news, offers, and community events. Juan McLemore, iTransport is your company. Welcome to the program, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you. iTransport, we met a few weeks ago or a month or so ago at a networking event with the Gwinnett Chamber. Shout out to the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. And you told me all about iTransport and why you started the company. And I found it very interesting because my mom is a dialysis patient. She has to go to dialysis 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. You help seniors and or all people that have medical conditions that need transportation. So tell us what iTransport is all about and what your company does.
Sure, absolutely. iTransport is a non-medical emergency transportation company. And more specifically, we specialize in transport service for those who either have a temporary or permanent disability, and then just help them with their transportation needs specifically. More importantly, we have specialized vehicles that are ADA designed, which is the American Disabilities Act. So it just means that, you know, they're comparable for anyone with any type of disability. And we specialize in wheelchair transportation. So anyone with a transportation need that has a wheelchair, we're there to serve and meet that need for the client.
So the key term there is non-emergency transportation. So if you're at home with a loved one and all of a sudden they need to go to a hospital, they're not calling iTransport, you're calling 911.
That is correct.
So I mentioned my mom, and you know, she needs transportation to dialysis 3 days a week. Give me some examples of the types of transportation that you provide as far as for the needs. It's, you're not taking them shopping or anything like that. It's medical transportation.
Yeah, that's a great question. And primarily, I'd say 90% of our clients are going to medical appointments, whether it be dialysis. It could be something to do with just a routine visit to a physician's office, or, you know, other types of medical appointments. But we do have 10% of our clients that actually we will take them to events, family events. And so that is part of our mission as well, because the goal is to be community oriented. Mm-hmm. And part of that is keeping our clients connected to their family. So, but, you know, that is a wonderful thing, you know, about iTransport. We only take care of the medical portion, but we will also meet the needs if they have to go to other functions.
And I know I'm concentrating on seniors, but with people living longer these days, more and more people like myself, adults that have jobs and have to be at other places, we need the help sometimes to take care of our loved ones and our elders. So a lot of folks probably are wanting to know, is this covered by insurance? Is this covered by Medicaid? But you use a private pay business model.
Correct.
Talk about how it works.
Yeah, for iTransport, we use the private pay business model. And the reason we do that, there is actually probably three distinct models. The first is the private pay model. And that just means that when we take care of a client, we get paid directly by the client. So no insurance involved. The client does direct reimbursement. And there also is a second model, is the Medicaid model, where through the state, if we do any transportation, which we don't, but if companies do transportation for Medicaid clients, they get reimbursed directly by the state. And then the third model is a combination of both. We use the private pay model primarily because I did a lot of analytics in terms of looking at trends for baby boomers retiring. We looked at age demographics, all those type of things within not only Gwinnett County, but all the surrounding counties, Hall, DeKalb, Fulton, et cetera. And based on that analysis, we thought, at least for this season, that the private pay model has worked best for us, and that's been an excellent model for us right now.
You've been doing this, Juan, for a few years now, and tell me the story why you decided to get into this business.
Well, that's a great question. It all started with my brother. Several years ago, he was diagnosed with kidney disease. And over a period of time, he actually needed to have dialysis, similar to your mom, at least three times a week. At that time, we had no clue about medical transportation or what it involved. And he was a Medicaid patient. So, you know, through research and making phone calls, he ended up, of course, getting on Medicaid for his transportation service. However, Medicaid tends to have some inconsistencies in terms of they will pick you up sometimes a little late. They will, of course, take you to an appointment, but sometimes they may not come back. And that's just, you know, the bureaucracy of Medicaid to some degree. However, I learned an invaluable lesson in terms of there's a specific need for families that need non-emergency medical transportation. And the other thing I love about it is you get an opportunity to connect with the family. You know the family, you know the daughters, you know the grandkids. So it's a great business to connect to the community and the family.
You mentioned sometimes they wouldn't show up on time. That's key, though. When you have to be at an appointment, you have to be there on time, especially if it comes to dialysis or other medical functions. How do you guarantee that? How do you make sure you are on time?
Well, that's a great question. One thing I'd like to say is one of the things I can say about iTransport, we focus on being timely and reliable. And one thing that we constantly do is monitor that. We have a dispatch system, and it constantly monitors where our vehicles are, what times. And then we have another system that kind of tracks. We have our drivers actually, when they're en route to the client, they let us know that back to the dispatcher. When they arrive, they let us know that. And then in addition to that, we also like to keep the family members involved. So we'll let them know in advance, hey, we're on our way. When we actually drop the client off, we'll let them know that. So it's just a matter of keeping track of all the moving parts. But you're correct. Timeliness is number one. That's the first thing we focus on.
So you have a lot of procedures in place.
We do.
And again, not to compare government business versus private enterprises, but you know, usually private, there's you count on it a little bit more. On top of the timeliness, what else sets iTransport apart from similar services out there?
One thing that we do is we do what we call a door-to-door service. Door-to-door means typically our clients, they can't use a rideshare service or they can't get in a car. So we actually meet them at the facility or at their private residence. And we escort them, from that residence to our vehicle. We make sure they're secure. We make sure that everything that they're going to need for the trip is all set in place. In addition to that, it's all about building long-term relationships. So not only is it about, of course, the trip itself, but we like to follow up with our clients. It may be a phone call. Hi, Mr. Client, we just wanted to see how things are going. Mm-hmm. You know, how's the family? So, you know, building that long-term relationship with the client. So that's what's most important.
What I took out of that one is you don't pull up to the house or wherever and beep the horn.
We don't do that.
You actually come to the door. I'm here for Mr. or Mrs. Smith and so forth.
Absolutely.
And I assume that's been pivotal for your success.
It absolutely has, because what's most important, especially, you know, looking at the feedback from my clients, is they want the – because typically we're talking to, you know, the daughters or the sons or other family members of our clients. So they want to make sure that the client is comfortable, reliable, it's timely, and that they're well taken up. And then, again, just kind of a value add for us is making sure we're constantly in contact with them if something changes, if there's a cancellation. So that's, you know, very important to us in building community.
And also safe, obviously, with the whole COVID thing, too. That whole added a whole other layer of safety.
Absolutely.
Now that you had to do. So I'm sure that everybody's masked up, and you had to be very careful there as well.
You're absolutely right. That's one of the, in terms of commonly asked questions, what are our COVID protocols? So all of our drivers wear masks. We also wear gloves. We also use the latest CDC, cleanser to clean our vehicles after every trip. In addition to that, we wipe the vehicle down, you know, after every client or patient has been in the vehicle. So that's our number one goal to do that. In addition to that, we also make sure from a employee perspective, you know, encourage our employees to be mindful when they're out and about and being safe, you know, in terms of who they interact with.
Juan McLemore is our guest. He's the founder and president of iTransport, and they help provide non-emergency medical transportation needs for your loved ones. How does an engagement work with your clients? Is it, you know, I call you when I need you, or we have an agreement where you come 3 days a week? I mean, how does that work? I mean, I know I can't just call you at 3 o'clock today saying I need someone here at 4 o'clock. I mean, it has to be set up in advance.
Yeah, typically our clients call us well in advance of the appointment. We have had some that may be short notice, but the majority are, you know, a week in advance, a couple weeks in advance. And typically we just listen to where their needs are. If it's dialysis 3 times a week, then we just make sure our schedule allows for that type of transportation. And then from there, it's just a matter of making sure, you know, we have the address. In our dispatch system that I mentioned earlier, kind of captures all that data. So it makes it easy once you get in the system to kind of track that. But typically, that's the interaction. And then, of course, once we start to pick up the client, the biggest thing, again, is to follow up to make sure, of course, we're timely. Their loved one, again, is comfortable, safe, and protected. And then, of course, things move forward from there.
We know so much about the aging population, so
yes.
You are absolutely in an area where there's going to be a lot of growth over the years. You're up to 2 vehicles now. I know we were just talking that you were looking at maybe getting a 3rd vehicle today. You were hoping
yes.
to add a 3rd. How big do you want to grow your business?
Well, you know, I call it controlled growth. You know, you don't want to grow too fast, but you don't want to grow too slow either. So we're just going to allow the market to kind of guide us. As part of our analytics, per se, we do look at data with the U.S. Census Bureau, look at growth trends in terms of, you know, Gwinnett County and surrounding counties. So in terms of long term, baby boomers retiring, the population for the senior community is just growing. So we just want to be there to support that growth and just grow organically as it happens.
And I want to be clear. I know we talk a lot about the senior community, but, I mean, this could be for any age for non-emergency medical transportation, right?
It could, absolutely. Okay. Though that's our primary audience at the time. We do service some individuals that are not in the senior community, so we definitely service the entire wheelchair community, absolutely.
And you've already touched upon it a couple times, but giving back to the community.
Yes.
You mentioned that's such a big part of your reason for getting up in the morning every day. Why is that such a big part of iTransport?
Well, you know, it all started actually with my mother. She was a big giver in our community, and I, you know, learned to give through watching her. So some of the things we do, we partner with some of the nonprofits. One of those was Gwinnett Child Outreach. Matter of fact, last week we did a community event where we took out and gave out baby supplies mm-hmm. to needed families. So it was a great opportunity to, you know, to give back to the community. In addition to that, we also partner with some of the facilities we service. And one in particular, We have an event coming up here pretty soon where they're going to do an open house, and they're going to have games and different type of events for the community. And so we're going to buy some games, and we're going to donate those games to the community. It's important to us to not only, you know, the community feeds us, but to also give back to the community. That's a very important element.
That's wonderful to hear. You're based here in Gwinnett County.
Correct.
But what is the area that you serve? How far away will you go?
We primarily service the Gwinnett County area. We're based in Lawrenceville, but some of our trips do take us outside of Gwinnett County to other counties. So, but we service, again, primarily Gwinnett County. And then if you need our service to go beyond that, certainly give us a call, and we'll certainly try to accommodate that.
Great. Well, Juan McLemore, again, with iTransport. Before I let you go, the name iTransport.
Yes.
What's the story there?
You know, actually, I have to kind of give that credit to my wife. I was, you know, throwing around some different names. No, I don't like that one. But then she mentioned, what about putting I in front of transport? And I said, you know what? I like that. And so it stuck. And so, but yeah, it's a great name. And but I have to definitely give credit to my wife for that one.
See, aren't you glad I asked that question?
Yes.
Because now when you go home, thank God you acknowledged your wife.
Absolutely.
What's her name?
Her name is Tamara. So she's definitely my helpmate and support. So, but very glad that we work together as a team.
That's a big part of it, though,
yes.
Because when you a couple of years ago decided, I'm going to start my own company, you need to have the support of your spouse, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That is probably the most critical part of starting a business, because without that support, you know, it just makes it more difficult to do it. But we've been a great team, and so I certainly appreciate her support.
I love the time that we've done this whole interview. For those that can't see us, you've been smiling, Juan, the whole time, and I can see the fulfillment that is there with doing, you know, what you did because of, you know, you started out with your brother.
Yes.
And you saw the need, and so it's more than just a job for you. It's more of a mission.
It is. It is. You know, one thing that I can say is, you know, I've retired from the military, worked for the federal government, but I never had that connection to the community for those positions. But in this position, you actually connect with your clients and their families in such a way that you see the joy, you see the fulfillment that they have from making sure that their loved ones are taken care of properly. So that's the fun part.
Before we give the website and the contact information for anybody that wants to find out more about your services and how to get in touch with you so they can use iTransport, is there anything else that people should take away from this interview that they should know about regarding your company?
I would just say, just make sure whenever you consider transportation, just think about iTransport. The biggest thing, especially from the top-down view, is we want to make sure that safety is paramount for all of our clients. And that means at the state level, they have like the Georgia Department of Public Safety. They have the Georgia Department of and health services.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anyone has ever had any issues with transportation, just reach out to those departments. But safety is paramount for all of our clients, and that's the biggest thing I would like to say about our companies: safety first.
Right. And if people have any questions, of course, they can reach out. But, you know, you do accommodate manual wheelchairs, electric wheelchairs, most
yes.
electric wheelchairs and so
Absolutely.
Forth. But if there's any specific questions, feel free to call or check out the website and ask. What is all that information so people can reach out?
Yes, they can call me call directly at 404-955-8415. And in terms of our website, it's the letter i-transport.net.
i-transport.net.
That is correct.
Is the website. Juan, thank you so much for joining us. Continued success with the company, and hope to have you back maybe in 3 or 4 years when we talk about how big you've gotten and
yes,
how well
yes.
it's going.
We'd love to. Thank you so much.
All right, Juan McLemore with iTransport here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And before we go on, I want to remind you that with the right support and strategic solutions, your financial planning can meet tomorrow's challenges today. Region's local team of experienced private wealth advisors are right here in Gwinnett County to serve you in all areas of growth. Make sure every step you take, you can move closer to your goals. Learn more at regions.com/wealth-management. Regions Bank, member FDIC. And our guest now from Regions Bank. And by the way, I mentioned at the top of the show how Regions is a partner here at Business Radio X, and Jake Green is joining us now for this program. But Regions also has a podcast that is here on Business Radio X. Also, you can check it out on iTunes and iHeartRadio and Spotify and anywhere else where you enjoy your podcast. It's called Regions Business Radio. And Jake, I'm putting you on the spot. Have you had a chance to listen to any of the shows yet?
Yes, I have. They are.
J.D. Mueller is the host. It's become a very popular show very quickly. Yeah. If you want to check it out, just search for Regions Business Radio on your favorite podcast app, and you'll find it. But we love our partnership with Regions. And Jake, you are here now to tell us more about what you do at Regions Bank. You're a VP Treasury Management Officer.
Yes.
Very impressive title, but I don't know what does that mean?
Yeah, we love titles at the bank. My title, really, I deal day-to-day with clients and on the technology side. So depository accounts and really the stuff that people really care about, getting paid and then paying people. So daily talking, giving advice and guidance and just ideas for clients about how to accomplish what they want to do and their goals in managing their business on a day-to-day basis.
So you mentioned that you're involved with the technology part. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you're on the front line then. You're not in the back office making sure all the Regions folks are, you know, everything is taken care of technology wise. You're actually working with customers one-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one. They would not want me in the back office. So yeah, it's really the payments technology is changing on a daily basis. We see where clients are paying, particularly in this current environment, paying less and less by check. More and more clients want ACH or other electronic payments. So it's really a changing landscape, and people always want ideas of how to accomplish those tasks. And that's when you come to Treasury for us to kind of walk through what works best for you and how we can accomplish those goals.
Technology, obviously, as you say, playing a bigger and bigger role when it comes to streamlining cash flow, but also when it comes to fraud protection.
Yeah.
Talk about that end of it.
Yeah, so fraud protection is kind of crazy. It's interesting that it almost has a season. I mean, it happens throughout the year, but our season quite often tends to be around the holidays. We always have an uptick where it's just checks. People will steal checks, and they do such a good job. I have had a client's actual check right beside the fraudulent check, and I can't tell the difference. We're very lucky with our teller lines and the due diligence that they have, that they catch a lot of this. But it's amazing that it goes through so often. The other things that we're seeing now, of course, are wire fraud. Email compromise. You know, someone's always trying to hack or get into a system. And if they do, they're updating payment schemes. So we've had clients who do send international wires but have gotten updated information, and they're sending them to the wrong person that they thought was the right person. So it's a lot about education, right? Again, we're just telling them, you know, what you should click and not click. So even products that we don't have as a bank, we're trying to advise those clients as to what they should look for in regards to people always trying to fraud. Ransomware has become very big too. I mean, it's been in the newspaper. We've seen several different cities have been impacted by it, and it's also come to some of our clients. So again, talking about watching those emails, just because you get an email that says you got a FedEx package, you didn't always get a FedEx package. So,
I tell you, I could make an argument that you're the most important person in the company, because when it comes to clients and customers, they have to feel like their funds are safe.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely. And that's what we, you know, try to give them. But you can see it throughout the Regions network. It's not just what I do, but again, it's what the branches do. Our back room, oftentimes, we look at kind of the activity that clients do that's normal day to day. And if you have something, you know, you've never sent a wire, and all of a sudden you're sending out a wire for $1 million, we're going to call you and be like, hey, Mike, this might be what you want to do, but is it really? And sometimes it is, and a lot of times, like, absolutely not. So
I wish I was that guy that was, you know, sending $1 million. Yeah, I meant to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what $1 million even looks like. I want to talk about you, though, for a second, because we were talking before the show. You've been at Regions for a while. I talk to so many bank folks because of the virtue of our job, and people hop from bank to bank to bank. Mm-hmm. But I have seen in the few months now that we've been partners with Regions, a lot of folks stay there for a long time. Your story is probably not that unique when it comes to Regions.
It really isn't. I mean, I am lucky to sit on several different committees that talks to different work groups at large. And really, that's the thing that comes through is Regions culture. So there is a longevity. And it would be great to say that 20 years is kind of a really long time at Regions. It's not. I have several people that I work with who are at 30 years and 40 years, and they just stay. And they stay because of the culture of the bank. it's always interesting when we have people come out from other banks, because, right, there's always, you know, recruiting different talent. And the one comment they always say is like, you're so nice. And I was like, is that a bad thing? But it's a very kind culture at Regions Bank, and one that's very focused on family and community, too. So
how long have you been there?
21 years now.
21
years.
Yeah,
I think I've done all the jobs at the bank. So, but staying in Treasury.
But that's really cool, because if you don't mind me sharing your story from the beginning, you said as soon as you got out of the University of Georgia,
mm-hmm.
you started with Regions as a teller.
Yes, I started as a teller and have done it all and worked up in the North Georgia mountains, and then slowly kind of moved down every couple of years, Gainesville, Gwinnett, you know, and yeah.
So you're a country boy, but now you're a city boy.
I am. I am. Country come to town. So, yeah.
Well, what's the old saying? You could take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy?
So true.
Something like that. I think you kind of touched upon it, but what is it you enjoy most about Regions? Because I'm sure, as you say, people are always recruiting good talent. And I'm sure mm-hmm. you've had opportunities to go to other banks and you've stayed. So what is it that keeps you there? And you touched upon it, but what do you enjoy most about working there?
It's the clients, really. I think one of the best things to do is, I mean, look at just the Gwinnett market alone, the diversity of clients in here. You can deal with mom and pops on one day, and then you're dealing with a Fortune 500 company. So it's always changing and gives you something new. But again, the coworkers, the people are great. But, you know, I have to say the most interesting thing are the clients. It's never the same day, always something different.
Especially in Gwinnett County, like
absolutely.
You said. Now, let's get back to focusing on the technology and if you're a business person out there and you have an account at Regions or really anywhere, what are some of the things that businesses should be looking at and regarding when it comes to managing and protecting their assets and their money?
Yeah, well, we always say that you should look at how many checks you're sending. You know, I think the kind of phrase of the day is the electronification of payments, right? If you don't have to use paper, that's probably a better thing. We have more and more clients asking us be able to send payments via Zelle, or, you know, these kind of, it's the consumerization of payments. If you can do it at home and this is, you know, how you pay, you know, somebody back for going to dinner, that's what they want to see on the business scale. So we're kind of seeing that kind of continue to evolve. And it's that safety and soundness that you want, where you can verify, you know, that this is the person that I intend for these funds to go to, rather than sending a mail out, letting it be, sending a check out and letting it be in the mail for however long. You know, the Postal Service has made some changes, and so it's not quite as expeditious as it used to be. Just kind of, and reconcile your bank account. Like, look at what's clearing your bank account. I'm often amazed at people who are like, I didn't look at it for 60 days. And I was like, oh, okay, well, we can work with that, but maybe look at it sooner.
I was going to say, with today, with technology and online, I mean, I check mine several times in one day.
Yeah,
same. I think most people are getting that way. I do, to age myself, I do remember the days, I guess maybe this is more my parents, when you could go to the supermarket and write a check, even though the money wasn't in the account yet, because you knew you had a couple days before the check would go through the bank. Now it's all instantaneous.
Yeah, it's and they want it faster. Consumers even want it faster. Yeah. You know, they'll come in and like, why hasn't my check cleared yet? And I was like, well, this is a different conversation than what we used to have. They used to love that check float. And that's really, to me, not even an event anymore. You just don't see check float.
But you being the treasury management officer and the technology guy, mm-hmm. Technology is changing every single day. By the way, for those listeners out there, Jake just rolled his eyes. When I said it changes every day, you rolled your eyes big time.
Every day. It's something that I continually have to keep up with. How it's changing, and really, I think it's also not only is technology changing, but people's desires of how they utilize it as well. You know, when I first started in the treasury realm 6 years ago, you were talking ACH and people were like, we're not going to do that. People aren't going to accept it. And now they're like, oh, that's all they want. You know, people don't want a check anymore. You know, it's still a very big part of the money system. Checks are always, you know, we always talk about how cash is going away. That has stayed, I think, at 7% utilization for a long time now. So cash is not actually going away. But it's harder to use, too, in some places, particularly COVID. A lot of places have gone cashless.
I remember the days when you actually got paid by a check and you had to run to the bank and deposit. And then all of a sudden, direct deposit came out and you're like, whoa, I don't have to do anything. The money just shows up in my account.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's to think that I would have to run to the bank now and get that in. So yeah, I mean, direct deposit. How did we live without it?
Well, like my kids are probably don't even go to a bank anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they do everything online. Now, there is that segment of society, though, that they want to go into a branch. They want to be able to see people and so forth. So I think we'll always have the brick and mortars.
Absolutely.
And I know Regions is wonderful. They're expanding and adding locations all over, especially even in Gwinnett County. But it's amazing how it's changing. So that brings me to my next question. I mean, what's on the horizon? What's next? I can't imagine even what might happen next.
You know, I think it will be really interesting to see. Again, this past year has taught us a lot. You know, we were talking to clients and they really advanced a lot of their plans. They're like, yeah, we kind of planned to go more remote or, you know, sending payments in a different manner. And this just sped the curve, right? And you do see less and less people have time to go into a branch. I mean, we have a branch network, but myself, I work at a bank and I never go into the branch because I don't have time. So it is making those you know, accessibility, right? So broadening accessibility. Now it still freaks me out. I guess I am that old that I go and you can speak to a live person through the ATM. And I'm like, well, this is cool, I guess, you know. But yeah, so it's accessibility. So I think that it is just being available in the multiple ways that consumers want to connect. So we've got some great branch personnel that are there that you can talk to. But if you want to call someone on the phone, you can do that. If you want to go online and just do your research in that manner, you can do that. So it's just coming to the client. We're bringing the bank to the client.
I would think, though, with technology changing all the time, your job never gets old.
It does not. It is interesting and ever changing. Yeah.
And they always say, I mean, because we talked about fraud and fraud protection, how you got to stay on top of that, because people think, oh, I don't have much money in my account. Who's coming after me? For every person that has an account, there are several more trying to probably breach it. And one, I've heard that in business a lot when it comes to, you know, my business, I don't have a lot of secrets. Well, people are still trying to get in.
Yeah. And it's also interesting and sad, too, on the fraud piece. You know, when you go in and fraud has happened internally, it's never the person that everybody at the office hates. It's always the sweet old person that, you know, defrauded everybody. They're like, she was so nice. She's been here for 30 years. And I was like, well, did you notice that she was on a yacht on the weekends or, you know, whatever? But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of that level of scrutiny and kind of watch closer.
Yeah.
Those funds, because, you know, no matter how much money you have, it's all important to you, right? So
absolutely. Well, for those that are not partners of Regions Bank yet, they don't do their banking at Regions.
Yes.
As we wrap up the interview, what is it about Regions Bank that sets it apart where if you're not doing business with Regions, you should at least take a look at it?
I mean, I think I said it with the longevity of it's the people. You know, I had someone tell me a long time ago, you don't bank with a bank, you bank with the people that are at that bank.
Well,
you know,
said.
In the Gwinnett market, we have had some longevity in careers here as well. So some great branch managers, some great branch people. Go talk to them, you know. Just they're open. We're ready for business. So,
and technology always evolving, but there's always going to be the essence of people there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we've experienced this in the last year with COVID keeping so many of us apart. We do want that interaction. We do want to be able to touch other people and interact with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. You want those water cooler conversations that we kind of haven't had in a little while, except unless you're doing it by Zoom calls with everyone.
Yeah, no, so. No more Zoom calls. Well, Jake, for those that would like to read up more about Regions, of course, just go into any branch and talk to the folks there. But the website is
www.regions.com.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
That's right.
Jake, thank you so much. I love hearing your story, how you've enjoyed your job. Something tells me you'll be there for another 21 years.
I hope so.
Jake Green, VP, Treasury Management Officer with our partner, Regions Bank. Thank you so much for joining us. Great to meet you.
Thank you. Great to meet you.
JD said you'd be a great interview. He did not disappoint.
Good.
So we'll go back with raving reviews to JD. I want to thank Jake for joining us on the program. Also, Juan McLemore again with iTransport for joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. A reminder that you can, of course, listen to the show anytime at your convenience. Just go to your favorite podcast app, whether it's iHeartRadio, iTunes, iTunes or Spotify. Those are the big three, but we're on about a dozen platforms. And just type in Gwinnett Business Radio and you'll see, seven, 8 years worth of episodes. Also, be sure to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can't get away from us. We're all over the place at Gwinnett Radio X. My appreciation to Amanda for putting us on the air today. Steven will probably be back next week unless he's playing another April Fool's joke on us. Until next time, Mike Salmon saying so long, and this has been Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X.